We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Studio. It's time for quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Raise them up.
Brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. All right, guys, we're going to talk about the college football playoffs. I want to dig a little bit deeper into it, but first, my question is, did they get it right?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Russ?
I think in order to, you had to include UCF this year.
Really?
Yeah, that's just 2 years in a row. I know they're not a Power Five. I know their quarterback's gone for the year, and it would have made a difference. I just think at some point you can't stop disregarding what they've done. That
is not where I thought you were going to go.
I watch the Cincinnati game, and I'm like, okay, they can play with at a very high level. I know everyone's like, well, they beat Auburn last year in the bowl game. Yes. And they're losing their quarterback now, but I don't think – if you're going to keep it at four in the system, I just don't think how you completely disregard, you know, what is what, a third or a half of your FBS field outside of the Power Five conferences. What do you got, 60-some schools in there, but you got 100-and-some, 120-some in FBS. So you're just basically drawing a demarcation line and saying you, no matter what, are disregarded. Look,
I thought you were going to stump for Georgia, didn't
no,
you?
Yes, I did.
I thought you were going to say it's the four best teams.
Nope.
Georgia's clearly the – by the way, can I just tell you guys as an aside? That game was unbelievable.
It was fantastic to watch.
I was on the sideline, and let me just tell you, that was probably the most electric football atmosphere I've ever been in. Like, whiteouts are amazing, Super Bowls, playoff games in Philly, whatever. But – there's something there's an extra energy when half the stands is one team and half is the other team. And there's just this extra tension in there. You know what I mean? Because usually Penn State's all on one fan.
And the game went back and forth, so each set of fans had a chance to cheer.
Bananas. And by the way, those teams just have – they have a number of guys that Penn State does not have physically. Mm-hmm. Just the way they look. Just monsters. I mean monsters. I remember at one point during the game thinking, you know, I played 7 years in the NFL, and I'm not sure I could have played in the SEC.
Well, it is a step up.
Watching
right?
watching those guys play, it was pretty cool. So I thought that's what you were going to stump for.
They're paid a little better than the NFL, don't they?
I do think Georgia is one of the four best teams.
Yes,
I do.
But that, you know, we can go round and round.
Correct.
But the argument is it four best or four most deserving? And even if they're one of the four best, at what point does your record like?
At what point does the regular season matter?
It has to count for something.
It has
to count.
And
the committee has established one loss versus two losses. They did it. Nothing else. They say they consider bowl champion or conference championships and head-to-head. We saw that 2 years ago. Penn State beat Ohio State head-to-head.
Right.
They won the conference championship, but Ohio State lost one game. Penn State lost two, so Ohio State was in.
They've established some of the criteria for half of their playing field.
Right, but good, Andy, good. Because if by that criteria, then UCF should be in.
Well,
and I personally think if Mackenzie Milton didn't get hurt.
I agree.
I don't think they would have gotten in, but I think they should have gotten in. I think with him hurt, I can see them.
They had a reason to keep them.
And by the way, how is that kid not at the Heisman ceremony? He had an unbelievable year.
He was unbelievable.
I don't even know if he could go. His injury was so bad. I don't even know if he could.
I know. That was ugly, wasn't it?
I mean, that was bad. But I agree with you, Andy. I think, and I know it's only based on this year, but I don't care. Last year counts. They have not lost. You know how hard it is? I don't care what league you're in, who you're playing against. You know how hard it is to win that many games in a row?
But you know what the answer to this is?
I knew you were going to say this.
It's an 8 8-team playoff. 8 teams give a direct way route to make the playoffs. You win your conference. 5 Power 5 conferences, 3 at large. UCF would be in. Where's the argument? What's wrong with that, Andy?
I don't disagree with you in theory, but here's the argument slash problem. You have to level the playing field then. In other words, every conference, including the other half of your field that you're eliminating right now, with UCF posting back-to-back zero-loss seasons, how do you get everyone to play the same conference schedule? In other words, how do you get everyone to play an 8-game schedule and X amount of crossovers, or it has to be a level playing field if you go to 8.
That's the problem with the current system.
Why does it have to be a level playing field if you go to 8, but it doesn't have to be when you're at 4?
No. If they want to go to 8, then if they're going to go to 8 and expand and make this an even bigger monster, which I'm not saying I'm against, then you have to level the playing field, because we know right now that it's not a level playing field.
See, I'll argue that, Andy. The level playing field needs to happen with a 4-team playoff, because you have Southeast Conference teams who are only playing 8 conference games, the Big Ten playing 9.
I get it.
And that 9th game for Ohio State the last 2 years was a cross-division game, might have been the Iowa game 2 years ago, might have been the Purdue game this year. So, but if you change it and say, here's the clear-cut route to the playoffs. You win your conference, you're in. It's up to each conference to make it a fair setup within their conference. That becomes less of an issue.
Right.
Am I not right, Ross?
The more teams you add, the less any of those issues are. So you're right about that. I would say, you know, this 8, they play 8 conference opponents versus 9. That's a real thing.
That is legitimately
a real big difference.
And just as an aside, it carries through the rest of the – we talked earlier about Penn State not making the New Year 6. Who knows, by playing an extra conference game, it might be your third loss instead of your second, and keep you out of a New Year's 6 bowl game also.
Right.
Yeah. And the fact that the college football is run by the conferences, not by the NCAA, everyone knows that. The college football conferences are the ones that are sort of in charge. I mean, it's the SEC, and I'm glad the college football playoff committee sort of said to Georgia, even though I agree they're one of the 4 best teams, no, because they are snubbing their nose at the rest of college football by saying, yeah, no, we're good enough that we don't need to change our system. We're going to let our teams play their bye game 1AA opponents.
I look at it like Georgia was in the college football playoff, and it started Saturday for them.
And they lost their playoff game.
They lost, yeah.
They lost their playoff game, and they had their chance. And by the way, I mean, they don't lose that game unless the left tackle steps on Tua's ankle and he's hurt. Tua was not going to bring them back in that game to win the game.
That's a good point. I never thought of it. It was Hurts'
athletic ability running around.
And making
plays.
Yeah.
And them not really being ready for Hurts. That was the difference in the game. Can I also say this, Jim, as we're talking – I'm not that fired up about Penn State, Kentucky.
Oh no,
I wanted them to play I would have if they were playing LSU or Florida, and I know those are New Year's Six bowls, but even if they were just playing one of those opponents, like Kentucky,
can I
go ahead respond?
Can
Andy?
I speak? I watch a lot of college football, a lot, and I am fired up about this game because Kentucky's the best of those 3 teams. They are the most complete of Florida, Georgia, and LSU.
Florida and LSU
beat them barely, right? But I think Kentucky is I am fired up about this. I think a Florida game would be boring. I think Kentucky will push Penn State harder.
Yeah, I don't know. I just
and I think it's that's Kentucky. Just my opinion. Look, it's not a football school. It's a basketball school.
It's Kentucky.
We're going to have a couple weeks to talk about that matchup. Let's get back, because this is always my argument. And it's not so much that I want 8 teams versus 4. What I want is the clear path. Hey, you win these games, you make it. That makes sense. It's logical. Win your conference, you're in. That's why you said Georgia losing to Alabama was like a playoff game. And that's the way it should be. And now I understand there's by having 8 teams, because there's only five conferences, having a couple out larges, there's a little bit of a back door to make the playoffs that way. But I think it's just so much more fair. And
I still am stuck on, even if you expand, disregarding the other half of your
audience. Meaning the non-Power 5
teams. Non-Power 5
schools.
Well,
you're not, because at this point,
so you Central win the Florida AFC, would make
it. No. The Power 5 teams, conference winners make it.
So the Power 5 conference
There's
teams
There's your five.
Okay.
So if UCF, if let's say Boise State was just as impressive, they had an undefeated season, they could be one of those three at large.
So you're saying that you, as an FBS non-Power 5 school, you could be an at-large.
Correct.
So UCF would have been up against Georgia this year for one of those spots.
We would have had both Georgia and UCF making it this year.
I mean, I would feel better. I personally would feel better saying, yes, Power 5s in automatically. Just my personal preference if the conference schedules were all the same. That would say, okay, these five, all on level terms, are all going to make it. Then how you debate the next three is up to the college committee.
It's never really on level terms because it's all dependent on your crossover games.
Correct.
And sometimes it's like Penn State has to play Wisconsin, Iowa. Sometimes you play Illinois and Minnesota.
And there's a big difference between playing at Ohio State or playing the Buckeyes at home. And it's also a little bit unfair that winning the Pac-12 is going to be easier than winning the Southeast Conference. But
the other thing I wonder about eight is, when the heck are they going to fit this in? Like, how are they going to fit this? Are they going to move the balls? In other words,
they could do it. This weekend or next weekend?
If you make the eight, are you going to play one more? Are you going to have? You're going to play two more games if you make it all the way to the final than most everybody else. Right now, you're playing one more game. Right. So
so you play two more.
You play two more. Is that okay?
So don't they do that in Division Two and Three?
Yeah, they go for a while.
Yeah. That's why that argument I always just laugh at.
No, I'm not saying it's an argument. Where do they fit
in? These guys playing that many games, but the D3 kids, go knock yourselves out.
FCS guys, knock yourself out.
Favorite argument for eight teams.
Yeah.
Give the top seed a home game for the playoffs. I want to see a home playoff game at Beaver Stadium.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
You think they're going to be a top four seed at some point?
Some point. I hope.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
You know why they wouldn't do that? Because
the Southeast Conference
was. The bowls are so tied in, it would just be four other bowls would get those other games ahead of
them. If you play that game, then if you lose in that round, you could still go to a bowl game.
I hear you.
There we go.
We solved everything.
2 weeks after the conference championships.
All right. That's it for our show. We'll see you next time.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh, yeah. And more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.